Please.
Okay, the next application is 11,790 Dean Sherman Sherman Heating Oils Incorporated seeks a special use exception to place a temporary manufactured home type structure for an office. Sections 115-80A and 115-210A1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Sussex Highway and the east side of Bridgeville Highway, approximately 0.7 miles south of Old Furnace Road. The 911 address is 9101 Elm Street in Seaford. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 331, Map 3, Parcel 164. Again, they're just seeking a special use exception as a manufactured home type structure as an office. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, one mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Dean Sherman. My address is 27001 Verdan Terrace in Milton, Delaware.
Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir.
And we've got a copy of the answer for your application here.
Gentlemen, thank you. I think this is easier or less complicated. I got plenty of room.
You got what?
I got plenty of room. I've got 8 acres.
Wow.
So that's different than what we've been listening to so far this year. I got some, I got an updated exhibit. Can I give that to you?
Yep.
I'm not sure what you guys have, but just a couple of like 6 or 7 acres.
Again, my name is Dean Sherman. I'm from Milton and owner of Sherman Corporation, which for those who don't know, we've been around. It's been a family business for like 56 years. We do plumbing, heating, air conditioning, propane, oil, most recently roll-off trash containers and portable restrooms. So we have offices in Milton and Lewis and actually have an office in Seaford already. About a year ago, well, it'll be a year in August, I purchased a property just north of Seaford on 113. The address is 9101 Elm Street. And that's actually the first page there to show you a survey of it. It's like 8.823 acres. And it has a 14,000 square foot building on it already. The property and the building were in somewhat neglected condition. They've been that way for a few years, so we've been cleaning the property up and we intend to remodel the building. We wanted to install propane and oil storage on that building. Mm-hmm. And we had to go to P&Z, which we did, and got approval in September of 15 for the storage facility itself. At the time I bought the property, there was a fairly neglected 28 by 60 double wide that was on the property. I think it at one time had been used as an office, but it was more of a residential thing that was converted into an office, and I think it had been there for many years. The previous owner sold that double wide thing at his auction. Mm-hmm. And it finally got moved off the property. And that's, I think there's a picture of how it was overgrown on page 2 of the exhibit I gave you. We're intending to move our office from Stein Highway in Seaford out to this property and hope to do it by this coming heating season. But the undertaking of the remodeling of the big building, 14,000 square foot building, is going to prohibit us from getting in by fall. So we've decided to try and put a portable unit there. And actually where we want to set it is exactly where the old double wide unit was. We're gonna have something more commercial with a little bit more curb appeal, a lot more curb appeal. We're into a tentative contract with William Scotsman, modular office people. who do this type of thing. They do classrooms, they do, gosh, I don't know, they do most anything commercial. And if we were fortunate enough to get this this approval this evening, they're ready to make a move on it. I think you may have some old submission where it showed something that was up out of the ground with a lot of ramps. No, that's it. That's what I gave you, the old one. I think there may have been an initial one that showed something with a typical utilitarian look to it with a handicap ramp and a lot of railing and stuff like that. But we decided we want something with a little bit more curb appeal. So they're able to provide the same unit, but we can do some grading and create a natural ramp up to the front doors, that we don't have to have all that freestanding railing and ramp. And I think I provided pictures on the last two pages of what the thing's mm-hmm. going to end up looking like. The closest thing we could find, or the most recent thing that they did, this company did, was the sales pro shop down at Plantation Lakes mm-hmm. on 20, just off of 24 on the west side of 113. So I'm here seeking a special use exception because this thing is a portable, non-conforming structure that we hope to have there for a few years until we can complete the work on the 14,000 square foot building that's already there.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We've talked to code people, Mr. Wheatley, and mm-hmm. got everything he needs. I actually have I brought some things with me that we're actually going to give to him,
okay.
pending your approval, that talk about the specifications of the unit. I'm not sure you guys are interested in that. You're welcome to it if you want it, but it talks about the lighting, it talks about the mechanicals, and it's because it's commercial, it's all stamped by an architect and an engineer. There's no possibility that the thing will be under spec.
Right.
Matter of fact, what we're providing them, as soon as you give us approval, if you will, is already stamped by an architect. This William Scotsman, I guess either a regional or a national company, they do work all over, so they've got their own in-house or subcontracted engineers for this.
Okay, good.
And architects, so.
Well, wait.
Hopefully you understand what it is. It's really not complicated. It's just a story to tell.
You get your new one up.
Sorry.
Until you get your new one up, this is your temporary one.
Well, until we get the new one remodeled, yes, yeah, we've got a big old building there, but it's just
it is a big building.
It's formerly, this is where DOS Trucking, Donald O'Neill's property was. It's mm-hmm. About a mile north of Seaford Limits, mm-hmm. right on the highway.
Right here.
Neighborhood has a lot of character. I'm not sure it's great character, but it's character. We're working on upgrading out there. We're having fun with it.
All right.
I don't know if you all have any questions.
Well, we'll start with you, Mr. Nose, first, see if you have any questions.
Yes, the question before the board is, will the requested use have a substantial adverse effect on neighboring adjacent property? So in your opinion, would it or that?
Not at all.
Okay. And how long of a period are you looking for?
I'm told that you guys can issue approval up to 5 years, mm-hmm. and that's what I would ask for. I'll take whatever I get. But we've been talking to William Scotsman about 3 years.
Okay.
But I'll take 5 if you guys feel comfortable giving it to me. That way I got plenty of time.
Sure.
I'm
okay with that.
You know, however you all feel about it. I don't know if you're familiar with Elm Street out there. It's actually, Elm Street belongs to me. I waited for the county and I waited for the state to do some work on it, and they all said it's not our road. So I've been maintaining the road. It's a big problem, but I gotta maintain it for two neighbors, the motel, whatever,
right.
And
that's
on 13, and then the
King property.
The King, yeah, exactly. The King property on the one, the old 113 or whatever.
Okay.
No other questions.
Mr. Edson?
No questions.
Mr. Baker?
24 by 60, 5 years, right? That's what you
24
want?
24 by 60,
okay.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
No other questions?
Mr. Wharton?
No questions, I'll tell you what, you're making that property look great.
Oh, thank you.
Better than what was it there before.
Well, we're working at it.
Yeah, you're good, you're working on it good.
We're working, thank you very much.
And I have no further questions, Mr. Wharton, you answered mine, it will look nice.
Now, for the record, you guys don't want any of the spec stuff for Mr. Wheatley, right?
I
Because this is land use thing, right?
Don't need that.
Gotcha.
Chuck, do you have any questions?
Nearby, commercial properties nearby, is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I mean, it's right on Route 13, I guess that's all zoned commercial. This was zoned commercial, but because of the way the code, the way the ordinance is written, I had to go to P&amp;Z because the storage actually isn't covered under commercial, it's covered under industrial, I think.
Now, is this going to be I think you said you're working with somebody, is it going to be a new unit, or is it going to be a...
They tell us that most any time they put a unit out, it's either new or reconditioned. Typically, a client will use it for 2, 3, 4 years, and then turn it back in, and then they have to pretty well rebuild the whole thing. I don't think this is a brand new unit, but I think it's a reconditioned unit.
But something that'll look presentable and be skirted and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think instead of skirting, what I'm going to have is I'm going to grade up to it so it has like a, it's actually, the unit acts from the front, looks like it's on grade. You know, they showed some pictures of where they did that, and they did that down at Plantation Lake. And, you know, any of you guys been around like these new developments where they try to make a good presentation, they always put a fairly nice-looking sales unit out there. It doesn't look very utilitarian. We just put one over at the Jefferson School when it's utilitarian because it's way back off the road. It's really just to facilitate classes and kids. So we built the ramp. And you can see the ramp. There's nothing wrong with it, but it just doesn't have a lot of curb appeal. We're going to try and make it look nice because we're trying to do our thing out there.
No further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Excuse me. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, in regard to case number 11,790, the applicant has stated that, in his opinion, the request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties, nor have we heard testimony to the contrary. So I make a motion we approve case number 11,790 for a period of 5 years.
All right. Do you have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11,790 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Wharton?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,790 is approved for a period of 5 years.
Thank you all.
Yes, sir.